This is Passport to Texas. Hear the word roundup and you might think of herding cattle, but Mark Klim, who coordinates the hummingbird roundup, thinks of counting tiny birds.
Well, the hummingbird roundup is a backyard survey of hummingbirds that we do every year. You can participate at any time. You can download the forms directly off of our website, or you can send us a letter, and we appreciate a donation to help with the costs, but we can send you the forms and get you started.
And so what does it mean to you as a scientist to get this kind of data back?
Well, it's very important. It helps us to understand where the hummingbirds are being seen, when they're being seen, what resources they're using. It helps us to get an idea of how people are responding to them, whether they're feeding them appropriately. And it gives us an opportunity also to learn a little bit about these hummingbirds. When the survey started, we thought we had 14 species in the state and that some of them were extremely rare. Now we're finding that these birds are not as rare as we thought. Some of them are actually nesting in Texas. And we've got 18 species of hummingbird in Texas.
These are native non-migrating species?
Well, these are all migrating species, but they're all naturally occurring within the state of Texas.
Download the Hummingbird Roundup forms from the Parks and Wildlife website. We record our series at the Block House in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.